You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with Carlos Marentes, Via Campesina North America Coordinator. Rural workers from South and Central America who cross the border to the U.S. every day represent the most exploited sector with the worst working conditions, refuting the American dream, said La Via International's Regional Coordinator. U.S.-Mexican Carlos Marentes is member of the Border Agricultural Workers Project based in El Paso, Texas. In the interview with Rio World Radio, Carlos described his view to Ciudad Juárez in Chihuahua State, Mexico, separated by the wall built by Republican George W. Bush administration. Carlos, who is also a member of the International Coordination Committee of La Via Campesina International, said that the current administration led by Barack Obama has been the worst in terms of the rights of migrant workers. He also said that the food production sector is one of the most profitable sectors of the U.S. economy based on the exploitation of migrants. Ironically, what the worker, who in general is a small farmer in his native country, produces will be exported to his own country many times as dumping, said Carlos. About the actions organized in the framework of the International Day of Peasant Struggles, the leader said that in response to the situation described above, there is strong resistance both in the U.S. and in Canada, where there is a growing movement in defense of local seeds, farmer produce in Chicago, migrant activities in Texas, and an invitation to the public in general to join the food sovereignty proposal. He believes there is a movement under development that is reacting against the dictatorship of agribusiness, which is commodifying our food and our lives.
You are listening to Real World News.